Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
A few years ago, we published an article about your number. The content is important enough to explore again with a fresh look, especially considering current global times. Interestingly, everyone uses numbers every day. Finances, critical dates, paying bills, trips to the grocery store or gas pump. Then there are birthdays. How old are you this year? Incidentally, what's your number for your tax return this year? So many numbers. Most important, what's your number that represents your life? Numbers mean things. Essentially, they measure things, identify patterns, and organize systems. Some numbers carry individual meanings with them. Here's an example, a list. 2 often means companionship. 3 may represent a trio or group, or a triangular piece, like a sturdy 3-legged stool. 12 is a dozen. 13 is a baker's dozen. 14 used to mean a fortnight or 2 weeks. 6 in Scripture stands for man. 7 in Scripture stands for holy, perfect, complete, God. Since many numbers symbolize ideas, we often lean into them to communicate a picture. Interestingly, we also lean into numbers in spiritual practices to represent ideas. Let's build with some 2s, 3s, 6s, and 7s. So here, let's start with the 2s. Simple ideas like, you and Jesus are friends forever. Enjoy this privilege. Or how about this one? You'll never be alone, since His Spirit lives inside you as your dear companion. And then this one, Christ's relationship is unique and special with each individual. Subsequently, it is unique and special with you. In other words, 2 represents Jesus and you. So those are some spiritual pictures of the number 2. Let's look at the number 3. And that reminds us of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Consequently, you have a true dad who loves you very much. 2 Corinthians 6:18 says, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters. Plus, you have a dear brother, Jesus, the Son. Hebrews 2:11 says, Jesus is not ashamed to call us His brothers and sisters. And then equally, the Holy Spirit lives inside every person who trusts Jesus for eternal life. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter says, the person who repents and receives Christ will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at some 6s. The number 6 in Scripture stands for man. Subsequently, the more 6s, the more man-centered. So, let's do some addition. 6 plus another 6 plus a third 6 actually equals 666. So, a person with a 666 heart has a man-man-man heart. Another way of saying that is me-me-me. The Bible uses this number to represent against Christ, Antichrist, 666. Essentially, this is often used to represent God's enemy. We'll look at 7s a bit later in this content, but let's look right now at what identifies a 666 heart. Well, naturally, this heart will do the following things. First of all, forget to be thankful. Next, assume and act like they are owed. Then they want to be seen as right, popular, central, and so give a smooth, convincing presentation to others. They will also be a stumbling block to other people. They will migrate toward questionable choices, even evil choices. Plus, they will focus on self rather than on God and others. Further, they will insist on getting their own way. And then, sometimes they will lie, misrepresent, and deceive to control and maneuver. Interestingly, they will also never admit when they are wrong. And they remain insecure, but they cover it all up with other tactics. And then finally, the approach to each day will be one with arrogance as they masquerade with confidence. Most folks struggle with just one or maybe a couple of those things. Imagine struggling with most or all of them. A person who allows these patterns to become their own chooses to be formed into the matrix of God's enemy. Still, God can change anyone if they turn to Jesus, repent, and yield to God's Spirit. After all, isn't that where every Jesus follower starts? You and me too. So if you know someone with these qualities, pray for them. Sadly, many people are self-centered, self-focused, and self-serving. But there is hope. A 666 heart can change. Let's look at God's number and how His number changes things. The person who lives a 666 life needs God's grace, redemption, and Christ's transforming power. Of course, that number change flows through the cross. Then when you follow Christ, God changes your number. Essentially, He marks you. Yielding to God's love and control is the only way to change a 666 heart into sevens. Interestingly, seven is God's number. And as you work out your salvation, look at Philippians 2 verse 12, and do that in every life detail, you match all your numbers to the seven God gave you at Christ's cross. To love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength nurtures you increasingly into more sevens. And that verse is from Mark 12:30 and Luke 10 verse 27. So being nurtured into increasingly more sevens, really, you'll actually resemble your Father, His Son, who is your friend, Jesus, and His sweet Spirit. And there's the Trinity again, the number three. Subsequently, whatever your number, we are all indebted to God. Now let's look at God being that perfect seven. When a person receives Jesus and begins to live inside God's grace, they change in numerous ways. Many, many things begin to be transformed in their life. Here are some of them. Priorities. Attitudes, perspective, thoughts, words, decisions, preferences, and even desires. The person who allows the Lord to help them in that way now begins to have a seven heart. In Scripture, seven means perfect, holy. But there's work to be done. So, becoming a seven starts by accepting God's gift of forgiveness and eternal life, accomplished, of course, through Christ's cross, which we just talked about. Equally, it means matching every thought, attitude, word, and deed with the undeserved seven of God's holiness, which He traded out for your six when you trusted Christ. But notice the word used in the previous sentence when we said that we needed to match every thought, attitude, word, and deed. That word is matching. This is where partnership with God begins. Upon receiving the undeserved gift of eternal life, there is work to be done. Salvation is free to you, though it cost Jesus his life. Discipleship will cost you everything you have. So matching, that word, describes the following requirements. Energy. Investment, in fact, all you have. Commitment to Jesus alone. Resolve to live a holy life. And creativity to grow and serve God and others. What does a seven person look like? A seven person is a student of Scripture. God's Word nurtures sevens through commands and helpful tips. A seven heart has identifiable qualities. Here are four of them. Grateful. Grateful for God's gifts and blessings, even in hard times. Serving cheerfully, because they owe their very life to God. Representing Jesus in the very best possible light. And then having influence. Influence over others and not being a stumbling block. This Jesus follower invests everything to live as a seven, to add another seven, and then many more sevens. Essentially, they become more like their Heavenly Father, who is 777. Repeating something three times in Scripture often means whole, complete, or fulfilled. Scripture says, "Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect." Matthew 5:48. I don't know about you, but I know that won't happen in me unless I yield completely to God's Spirit. Jesus says, "You are either for me or against me. You cannot be in the middle. I wish you were either hot or cold. I will spit lukewarm out." And that's paraphrased from Matthew 12, verse 30, and Revelation 3, verse 16. A lukewarm Christian is an insult to God's grace. That person is a masquerading 666 and does not represent Jesus Christ. Okay, there are some risks of a seven heart. So when you become a seven, strategically, you become a target for the enemy. Remember, the enemy, the spirit of the Antichrist, is 666. But you're choosing to be a seven, like your 777 father. You become a threat to the enemy's evil plans. In other words, a target when you start aiming for sevens. Nevertheless, as a seven, you'll find greater endurance and joy in your soul. You'll recognize God's blessings in life, even when you suffer. Christ gives you the purpose of your original design. As you practice more sevens, you gain Christ's beautiful character. Do you want to be increasingly like Christ? Are you willing to be a target? Let's talk about the end times just a little bit. So, the Bible says an Antichrist will rise up against God. It's possible this will be a specific person. Intriguingly, I suppose it's possible this could also be as simple as an idea. The more current culture and world leaders follow their own ideas and disregard God's principles, the more Antichrist they become. Think about it. Whenever you veer off the highway, you end up in the ditch. Veering off Jesus puts you in the ditch. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Subsequently, if you follow other paths, ideas he does not promote, living self-absorbed, self-focused, and self-driven, you're choosing 666 patterns. So it's possible to be against Christ just by living for self or for current culture. Now let's talk about the application thoughts and questions. So this is where you want to make a commitment. First of all, have you agreed with God that you were a 6 and then trusted Jesus to become a 7? Number 2, in what ways do you still practice 6s? Be honest. Number 3, is your heart ever lukewarm toward God and His ways? 4, list choices you can make to be more like your perfect Heavenly Father. Why not add more 7s to your life? Number 5, what do you see around you that is anti-Christ? How can you stand against those ideas yet still model Christ's character while doing that? Number 6, do you know someone personally or through history or through the news who lives like 666? Do you pray for them? And number 7, have you considered how to nurture more 7s in your life? This means bringing everything you think, say, and do into submission to God. The idea of 666 and 777 is developed in a lesson in our book, Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age. This devotional book takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians with practical ideas to help you grow. Plus, there are lines to journal your thoughts. Order your copy and enjoy a fresh approach to study Scripture. Go to our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.